Hi there, and welcome to the Homeschool Sisters podcast. I'm Kate, and I'm a homeschooling mom doing this homeschool thing right beside you. I don't have it all figured out, but one thing I know for sure is that homeschooling is a lot easier when you have a sister by your side. Join me and other down-to-earth members of the homeschool community as we share the reality of what this homeschooling journey is really like. Hey there, it's Kate. I love to share creative resources that incorporate play-based learning. Today, I have a great one for you, and you're going to want to stick around because I have a 7-day free trial and discount. Night Zookeeper is a highly engaging and educational online language arts program for children ages 6 to 12 plus. Night Zookeeper encourages children to learn independently via interactive lessons and games. Children also receive personalized feedback on their written work from a team of dedicated and trained tutors. My youngest son used Night Zookeeper for many years. The storyline, characters, and the gamified platform grabbed his attention from the get-go. I knew that Night Zookeeper was a win when he would ask me, "Mom, can I play Night Zookeeper?" Play. Be still my game school and heart. As my youngest son played Night Zookeeper, I saw his writing confidence grow exponentially, and he was also improving his grammar, spelling, punctuation, and reading skills. The best part? I no longer had to battle with him over putting pencil to paper. It freed up my time as a homeschool mom to focus on other areas of our homeschool and family life, and the entire atmosphere of our homeschool improved. I know the homeschool year is well underway, but if writing is a pain point in your homeschool, it's not too late to try something new. Night Zookeeper is offering the Homeschool Sisters community 50% off an annual subscription and a 7-day free trial. To get access to your 7-day free trial and to inspire your kiddos to write more this week, head to thehomeschoolsisters.com and click the special link in this episode's show notes. If you end up using Night Zookeeper and your kiddos love it too, please leave us a comment to let us know, because I love hearing when resources that work for our family work for your family too. Again, if you'd like a 7-day free trial and 50% off an annual subscription of Night Zookeeper, head to thehomeschoolsisters.com and click the special link in this episode's show notes. And now on to this week's episode. Hey sisters, Kate here. Here at the Homeschool Sisters podcast, we get a lot of questions about planning. Whether you're someone who lives and breathes all things homeschool planning, or if you're someone who's been struggling to find the perfect planning system from the get-go, hi, it's me. You're going to love this episode. This week, we welcome Robin Calvi, a veteran homeschool mom to 6 children and the COO of Homeschool Planet. In this episode, we keep it real. Robin advocates for holding your homeschool plans loosely and being flexible so that you can meet those unique needs of your children. At the same time, she shares ways to make homeschool planning super easy, even for those of us who struggle with planning and for the sisters out there who prefer to plan from behind. So hit pause for just a second, grab your favorite warm beverage, and cozy up and listen to this conversation with Robin. When you're done listening, let me know what you think. Robin, I am so excited to have you here today.
So much for having me. This is an honor. I'm excited.
I'm so excited. I was saying before we came on that I'm really good friends with Shauna, and Shauna has been raving about Homeschool Planet for ages and was like, "Kate, you need to try it. You need to try it." And life was just bananas. And then when I finally had a chance to check it out, as per usual, when Shauna suggested anything, I was like, why didn't I do this ages ago? Shauna was right. I had never heard of Homeschool Planet before. So I'm really excited to share this resource with the community so that they're aware of it. But before we launch into all that, I'm just wondering, you're COO, Homeschool Planet, but you're also a homeschool mom to 6 kiddos. I love meeting other homeschool mom business owners. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself, your family, and how this whole thing got started?
Yeah, somehow I am a 56-year-old, been married 34 years with 6 grown children. I don't know how that happened exactly, but I was born on the East Coast, moved to California, moved to DC. I grew up in a family where education was always really important. My dad was the commissioner of education for President Reagan, and we went to public schools, knew some neighbors who homeschooled. So this is back in the early 80s, and they were a little unique, didn't play with the other kids. So I just didn't have a favorable view of homeschooling, honestly, and then became a mom and hired a new babysitter And the mom, these kids were amazing. And the mom of the girl babysitting for me was talking one day about how her oldest daughter, who was in high school, had hit algebra two, and she didn't know what she was going to do because she didn't feel like she could homeschool that. And I was like, me, how about you play with my 1-year-old for an hour a day and I'll teach your kid math? She said,
Amazing.
okay. And pretty much that showed me this is amazing. These kids are great. You're meeting each of their strengths. It gave me maybe the best lesson I learned, not with my own children, was there was Annette and her brother, and Annette would take a test or do an exercise and be like, I think I failed. I did terrible. And she'd get 96. And then her brother was Mr. I feel 100 coming on. And I'd be like, yeah, except there's not a single right answer on the page. So you have to actually. And so I got to see dynamics and then started with my oldest, who is now 31, when he
Wow.
was 4 and never looked back. It's been so great. And my kids are all so different, from super high achievers in this area to achievers in different areas. They're each unique. And it's been really a blessing to be able to filter to what their individual needs were.
I love that story. As an East Coaster myself, I had never met a homeschooler. So it wasn't that I didn't know it existed, but it wasn't on my radar, and I worked in public
Yeah.
schools. So falling into it was just very interesting. And same thing, like the kids are so different. And you have six, so you get the wildly unique needs, how to meet a family with all of their kids and all of the quirks and interests and everything. I think you've done that so well in Homeschool Planet. Could you tell us a little bit about it? Because there's so much. At first, I was describing it as a planner, but it's so much more than a planner, which is why I love that you have Planet, because it's
Yeah,
everything.
it's supposed to be a pun. I am not the original inventor. Brett Walter was a Silicon Valley dad and had twins. They were homeschooling and realized there isn't a great system for homeschooling families. And so began working with Joe DiStefano, he had worked with for years. And they set out to make a user-friendly, approachable way to do all the things homeschool, to schedule, yes, your lessons, but to track attendance, to make report cards, to make transcripts, to do all the pieces so things could be more centrally located. And they've done an amazing job. There's tons more to come. We started selling lesson plans, and then it was like, oh, let's do some curriculum. Oh, and I have a whiteboard over here of the billions of branches we'd like to go into. But really, the heart of the company is to support homeschooling families in whatever way we can. And honestly, I never know what's around the corner because we'll hear, oh, this is a need. And then we want to filter to that so that it's a big job, it's a responsibility. It's hard, it's joyful, but it's a job, and we want to make it easier.
And you do. And I think when I was looking at all the features, I'm in New Hampshire currently, and we're live free or die. We don't have a lot of regulations, like not much. Nobody's coming knocking on my door looking for anything. But if you need a transcript, if you need to track your attendance, if you have everything in there that would work for each state that you're in, just talking within the United States.
So first of all, I have to say I was born in Manchester.
Oh, no way.
So yeah, I went to Hooksett Elementary when I
No
was like
way.
a little tiny thing. Yeah. And that's one of the challenges for us, but the fun thing. So there are states that require you to track core and non-core subjects. And there are others, people ask us, why do you have core and non-core? Because some states do that. With transcripts, there are states that count one high school course as one credit. One semester course is a half a credit, one semester course as 5 credits, and a full year course is 10. Everything's different everywhere. So the goal is making it accessible, especially for the family that transplants or moves from
Yes.
California to New Hampshire. Here my credits were worth 5. Here they're only worth 1. Yep, click. Now they're converted.
I didn't even think of that when you're moving and bouncing around. That is genius. And you had mentioned this, but you can import lesson plans. So when I went on to set it up, I immediately was thinking of Art of Problem Solving because that was the that was our big spend because I have two very mathy kids and everything was in there. And then you just click and it auto-populates. And I'm follow the kids lead and we might not to get to everything that I have up in my head. So we might not finish the lesson. You could so easily just bump it.
Yeah.
And there's no erasing, like, because I'm usually a paper and planner girl, like to old school.
Yeah.
No erasing, no white out, no nothing. It just whoop, like magically just puts it.
Yeah. And you can even, you have options. You can push it out so the next day doubles up, or you can push it out so every other day tiles. I loved my paper planner. I actually came to Homeschool Planet pretty much kicking and screaming until I used it because I liked my beautiful planner, but I really loved that ability to shift. Or you can go the other way as well. If, you know, your child's on a roll with their math that day and you don't want to interrupt that flow, they can do Thursday's work, Friday's work. You click them off and the software lets you pull it back and pull all the assignments. So many options. Yeah, lesson plans are awesome. It was a whim, the idea of let's do some plug-in plans, see if that helps people. And quickly, it actually became for us people asking us, when will you have lesson plans for X so I can use Homeschool Planet? And we're like, we have an amazing assignment generator that will auto-populate and do all the things. But for me, planning was my favorite part of teaching. That's probably terrible to say in a homeschool podcast. With teaching, I liked the planning. I liked knowing what we're going to do different days. But then when I saw the ability to say, everything's scheduled in under a minute. Oh, okay.
Yes. And especially if you have more than one kiddo. And I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but when I said it wasn't just a planner, you have the ability to send text messages, automatic text messages to your kiddos. Yeah. And so I was telling, I don't know if Shauna told you this story, but last year, my oldest two went to brick and mortar for the first time. So my oldest was in high school and my daughter was in middle school. And they had been taking at the time for years, they were taking piano lessons with sort of a neighbor, like in New Hampshire, we're pretty rural, but you can get there like under a mile. And so they needed to leave school on her bus on Wednesdays to get to her house on time to take a lesson. And it was constant. I would put out the piano stuff, make sure this is in your bag. I would text them in the morning. I would text them at lunchtime. And it became this joke on Instagram because I'd wait for the bus to pull up and they would inevitably get off the bus at the wrong place. And it was like, as soon as they saw my face, they were like, oh no. And they'd take off running to Cindy's house. And I just, that was one of the first things when I was checking out Homeschool Planet. I was like, ah, if I had done this last year, and that they weren't even homeschooling at the time, just the ability to just have an automatic message go out. You're getting on this bus today. Don't forget. And not, it takes that like harping piece out of it.
Yes.
That is such like a lift of your mental load that all moms have of all the plates that we're trying to keep in the
air. For me, it means I don't have to nag as much. My two youngest are dancers. And that means on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, you need to bring your point shoes. And I would sit literally right here. And I'd be like, okay, they're going to come down the stairs. Do I say, did you forget your point shoes or not? Because if I said it, they always had them with them. And if I didn't say it, they didn't. And they're like, got a text 10 minutes before we had to leave, leaving for dance in 10 minutes. Please have your point shoes.
It's amazing. So it integrates with Google Calendar and probably others, but I'm a Google girl. And it is amazing because you could put I could put my husband's stuff in, my 84-year-old father-in-law moved in with us this year and his dog. I could put in the dog's many vet appointments, his appointments, and everything is there for you to see, hard to do.
Side secret, we use it as our business management software.
I could totally see that.
I'm the mom and all our department heads are my students and we manage everything there because it just works. And so if we have a board meeting every Tuesday at 11, everyone gets a text 10 minutes before.
I love it. Is there anything that I'm missing that I haven't, because I'm just so excited about it, any features that I'm not covering?
Not that everything's about texting, but one of the things I love is we have widgets for like your shopping list. So I keep my Costco list, my Stater Brothers list. I keep my different grocery lists. And if I don't have them, when I'm out, I can text from my phone to Homeschool Planet and it will send me my grocery list or my Costco list,
yes,
which I love.
And you can have a widget with your to-dos that you want for the day. Yeah. Or if you're a quote person, which I am, you can customize your screen so that you get a nice quote there every day. I always like that about my paper planners. Seems like not a big
Something
deal.
Inspiring. And there are pretty backgrounds. But yeah, there are so many different things. It's always hard to know what to feature on. The reports, I think, are really helpful for moms, so that you have report cards. If the local Dairy Queen gives your kid 50% off an ice cream cone on Fridays with all A's on their report card, just print off the report card or the grade reports. Here in I'm in Southern California, and we have lots of charter schools. Mm-hmm. And so you have reporting authorities, other cities, umbrella schools, there are different acronyms everywhere. But the ability to either share directly that information with whoever your oversight is, or to prepare professional looking reports to say, here you go. This is a record of our attendance kept seamlessly. This is a record of our courses. You'd like our course descriptions? Here you go. That ability just to be confident in what you have, should you be questioned, I think is important.
Yes. And it looks so professional. And as you're speaking, it reminded me that you can do teacher ID cards and student ID cards, and you can print them out at home, or you can pay like a small fee to have the one that looks more
PVC,
like your license or whatever.
Credit card-y ones.
And that's awesome, because the discounts that you get at Staples and Barnes and Noble, depending on, because we're pretty lax here in New Hampshire, I never had anything that proved that I was homeschooling. So it depended on when I was checking out, if the person believed me or not, or whatever.
Right.
But it would be so easy to just have that in your wallet and pull it out and be like, oh yeah, here I am. It's got your face on it. I made one for my kids. They thought it was like so cool.
Well, and traveling. We went to Greece as a family 2.5 years ago, and every museum we went to asked for a student ID, and then my kids would get in free. And I was like, for next time. It's probably a once in a lifetime trip, but now I know. Well, and they're all grown now, but yeah, IDs are so helpful. Just even if you believe me as the Staples clerk, when I say I'm a teacher, I don't know. I like to have the proof. Here you go. Yes, I am.
Yep. So what do you think are some of the most important things for homeschool parents to consider when they are planning their homeschools?
I think to be realistic, to give yourself grace, to know that life does happen. There's a Bill Gates quote that's been butchered 5,000 times, but the gist of it is, I think applied to homeschooling, you will accomplish less in a day than you expected, but more in a year than you could have imagined. And I think you need to keep that in mind and give yourself grace. When I had a paper planner, every other Friday, my kids knew was C/U day, which was stood for catch up. So that if something happened, I want to plan. I'm a planner by nature, but I don't want to micromanage myself. So I need to remember grace. I have friends who are not as planner oriented, but they need some type of blueprint. Where are we going? Where is this road trip leading? Where do we hope it will lead? And if we see something great in the distance, let's take the detour. But let's give yourself a light blueprint. Assess it frequently. See what feeds your kids' souls and what squashes them and is not working. This is not what you asked, but no. I think one of the top lessons I learned as a homeschool mom was not to hold on too tightly to things. I had one spelling program that worked so great for my oldest two. Phenomenal. It did not work for my third, but I just couldn't let go. And when I did, it was like, oh, be willing to
relatable.
Let go. Yeah, but have a blueprint and then give yourself grace through it.
I love that. That is such a great quote. One of the things that I'm struck by when, as we're talking, is that I really do think that this resource builds your confidence. We want to incorporate play whenever possible. It can be, depending on your state and your feelings about play, can be difficult to make that count, but you can easily track something like that in here. And not only that, but it just feels so professional and is proof of, even if you didn't finish what you wanted to today, look at everything you've accomplished to this point. And as moms who are homeschooling, it's you never stop. So you're homeschooling these kiddos, but you also have dinner that you want to make tonight and you need to go and get a recipe, you're missing some ingredients and grandfather needs his prescriptions refilled. All of those things can be put in the same resource, which is amazing because if you are a paper and pencil girl like I am, there was never the perfect planner. I would make it work. It would have all these quirks like this would be like dinner goes up here and these are my three things I'd really like to get done. And here's a highlighter reminder to go out and do this important errand. I think it's so great that it's just all there and you can look at the day or the week or the month very easily.
And I think I tend to think about planning as future planning, but it can also be a record of what you've done. It's funny. We take loads to the Goodwill or to donations frequently, and you get these blank receipts. And I realize if I don't write down what we donated, I'm not going to remember next year when I'm planning my taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing here. My kids learned great lessons that if I hadn't taken a moment to write them down, I don't think I would have remembered. So there are key moments like realizing, oh, it's easier to teach negative numbers to a boy who likes football by talking about gains and losses on the football field. It's amazing that they can't do positive and negatives unless you say they lost 20 yards on the play and then they're like, got the answer. And you take that opportunity to just jot it down. Look what we did.
Yes.
So it can be an encouragement would be my hope of seeing all that's been accomplished.
Definitely. And I think it's definitely something you could take if you're in a state where you have a homeschool evaluator that you have to meet with, or if they're looking for a portfolio. I definitely think this could count. I know in New Hampshire, this could totally count as your portfolio. I don't know about in other states, but it would definitely, at the very least, be a part of your portfolio just to show this is, you could even write in it. Today was library day. We went to the library. Right. These are the books we took out. There are so many ways that you could use it. That
and some states require you to track your hours. And Homeschool Planet fully lets you track your hours either by assignment or by class. So you can, again, print a report that shows we did 212 minutes of math in the month of or the week of or this day detailed. Again, every state is so unique and different in what it wants. And so tracking hours or community service here in California to graduate from high school, you must have 40 hours of community service documented. And so we've given you the ability to have that in one place and mark what it is.
That is fantastic. I am just so excited. We get so many questions about planning. And I feel like if somebody is thinking, you were talking about holding things loosely, if they're thinking like, this is not working for me, but I want it to, this is such an easy way to do so many of the things that are pain points for homeschool moms and parents out there.
Yeah.
So on that note, could you tell us a little bit about the 30-day free trial? And I love, by the way, I work with a lot of businesses and there's always free trials or whatever, but they require the credit card. And that's so annoying.
And it is.
This is a legitimate 100% free trial.
Well, I feel, and even when it's not a company's intention, for me, if you expect me to give you a credit card, I feel like already you're banking on the fact that I'm going to forget to cancel so you can.
Yes. And as busy homeschool parents, sometimes you do forget stuff because you're doing a million one things. So this is 100% no worries, free trial.
So we want people to try it because we know once you try it, you'll love it. So it is, like you said, it is free and free means free. No credit card, nothing. We will give you also a free lesson plan, which you can then see how those work and play them out, but it is fully featured. It's not, oh, you get this level of Homeschool Planet, but if you subscribe, teaser, there's more. No, you just get the whole shebang. You use an email. Your students can log in. I probably should have mentioned that before.
Oh, yes.
It's your account, and then you have the ability to give students whatever privileges you want. So some parents say, my child can log in and see what they have to do and mark it complete, but that's it. Others are like, my kid's older. I trust them to be able to track their own schedule and record their work. So they have editing privileges. Sometimes because I had so many kids, my oldest daughter taught Latin to her two youngest siblings.
That's amazing.
And so she had the ability to edit their accounts and add things and add grades and edit. And everyone could log in and see Only what I decided. Because again, there's also the busybody child, at least in our family, who wanted to know what everyone was doing. And I was like, stay in your lane. And there was the kid who it really helped them to know this is going on and that's going on. So again, gosh, I can't stay on a single topic question you ask me.
No, don't even worry about it. I just want to make sure we cover everything. And like you said, you're saying student, but it could also be your husband. Because I know when I was doing it, I had my husband in there. This is what's happening.
Yes. You want to know, here it is. Also, or a tutor. We had lots of families where grandma helps teach this. Or when my kids were little, my best friend's dad was a science guy. And I am a horrific science teacher. And so he could put things right in there and add assignments. It was terrific. But yes, anyone in your household or a designated tutor can log in and see their account or give the privileges you want, receive the messages. For some families, just sending a weekly notice to dad of what this is doing, or to mom if dad's the primary educator.
I love that, because so often in the early years, especially, my husband would come home and be like, what did you learn about today? And they'd be like, nothing.
Oh my, I would be like, so offended.
Are you kidding?
Picture one day we had mummified a chicken.
Yes.
Like it was this huge project. I had just finished cleanup and they're like, nothing. And I'm like, steam coming out of, are you serious right now? But then at dinner, my kids would start talking about something and I'd be like, oh, you just knew that out of the air, right?
But I love it. You can get like the weekly synopsis, just so you know, these are the things we did, even though the kids seem to not remember it when you ask.
Yeah, exactly. But so circle back. So sorry. Free trial. Yeah, it's free. Try it. And if you don't like it, okay. Mm-hmm. And if you do, we have monthly and annual subscriptions. We have loads of plug-in lesson plans. We work with amazing companies. There's so much curriculum available now.
I was really amazed with how many, like for the integrated lessons, how many choices there were. And yeah, just I was just really impressed that Art of Problem Solving would be on there, because it doesn't seem to me like one that a ton of people use. So, but that was like my first thought. I was like, oh, I wonder if they have apps, and they did.
And we are adding publishers all the time. It's been really fun. And lesson plans are sometimes brief and sometimes expansive. And it depends on the publisher at the end of the day and what they like and how much detail they want. We have some that are, so we give images of what they're going to look like because everything's a little bit different.
Yes. And I love that also, I meant to say this before, that it's a 30-day free trial, because I feel like with something like this, where there are so many different ways that you can use it and ways to incorporate just general life into it, not just homeschooling, that really gives you a sense of what it will be like and the many, you know, just even the text messaging alone, if you have teenagers, it's such a weight off to not have to say for the 100th time, or for them to be like, you never told me that. And you can just look at the phone and be like,
that's me. You're me. That yeah. I sometimes want to go, I did. And here's the proof.
Actually, it was sent to you at 6:41 PM. I just love it. I love this resource. And I just know that a lot of people are going to love it too. Before we go, could you tell people where they can find you and how to sign up for the free trial?
Yeah, we are at homeschoolplanet.com. So homeschoolandplanet.com. And there's a big link at the top that says free trial. You get to pick any lesson plan that's available in our library of free plans. And hopefully we are working on our user interface. There are always so many things to change. We have an amazing support team. We also have a really terrific user group. Sometimes I see our users tell, someone will ask, can you do X? And I'll think, oh, I don't think you can right now. And then I'll see another user answer. And I'm like, we can. Yes, you can. But I didn't know. So we have a Facebook user group where people are so engaged and helpful to each other.
Oh, I'll have to link that
too. That's
one of
my favorite things about homeschool. Engaged people who
it's amazing.
Help each other, bear the burdens, carry it, and encourage each other.
And think outside the box. Because I'm sure if it's not something technically that you have implemented yet, that there's a way that a creative person has been like, well, you could do this.
Yeah.
And then it gives you the idea to improve resource going forward.
Absolutely. We've seen workarounds that were like, oh, yes.
Homeschoolers are the most creative.
Yeah. And then We have, again, a wonderful support team that answer via video. Usually, this is how you can do this. And hopefully, people have a wonderful experience. We all love what we do because we all love the homeschool community.
I can tell in talking with you that it's a passion. And I love when people are working, that their job is aligned with just something that feeds their soul. And I love meeting other homeschool parents in the community and business owners. And I wish we had connected sooner. And I'm so glad that Shauna told me about Homeschool
Me
Planet.
too. Homeschooling has been so fulfilling for me. I have six really different kids who have gone in really different avenues from each other, but that core tie of being able to be with them and help educate them has been fun. Not always fun, but mostly
Overall,
overall
sometimes the
fun.
days,
Yes.
certain days are not fun, certain
Yes.
moments. But yeah,
We'll see what they say next week when they all talk about, remember when mom this or that. But mostly
oh my
it's been
gosh.
a really great journey.
And I don't know if you feel the same, but I was a school psych. And so it was very passionate about what I did, but it was very hard to meet those unique needs the way I wanted to in the system, just the way, because it has to be a system. And it's just so neat to be able to meet your kids where they are amazing at this and they're really stink or struggle at this thing,
Yeah.
to be able to do that in such a way that you're growing their confidence and they're not feeling like the thing that is the weakness is what everybody's
Right.
focusing on, like you do in
Well, and
school.
you know them. Which one of them needs a little more needling? Like, you can do this, get it done. And which one needs some wind in their sails and to be told it's okay? They have, they're just unique.
Oh, it has been such an absolute pleasure having you on. I hope you'll come back at some point. I just know that the community is going to eat this up because it is just such an amazing resource.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, anytime. I hope you have a great rest of the day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. Hey, sister, thanks so much for hanging out with me today. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes. It's truly the best way for us to find other sisters out there and connect with them. I'll be back in your earbuds soon. Until then, remember, you've got this, sister.